Welcome to the Multiply Your Success podcast, where each week we help growth-minded entrepreneurs and franchise leaders take the next step in their expansion journey. I'm your host, Tom Dufour, CEO of Big Sky Franchise Team. And as we open today, I'm wondering how you build a vibrant culture, one that is alive and well, not just to you, but to your staff and also to your team. Well, our guest today is Nicole Greer, and she shares with us her leadership philosophy and business coaching methodology that helps light up your culture and shine brighter. Now, Nicole is a coach and CEO of Build a Vibrant Culture, where she helps individuals, corporations, government, faith-based organizations, and nonprofits become the people they were created to be through fulfilling a mission to work in teams and exemplify vibrant leadership. Nicole is a serious entrepreneur with experience in coaching, marketing, mastering first impressions, learning and development, and sales. She's a speaker, trainer, facilitator, executive, and business coach. You're going to love this interview. It is vibrant and alive and engaging. So let's go ahead and jump right into my interview with Nicole Greer.
My name is Nicole Greer, and my company is called Vibrant Coaching. I'm on a mission to help people build a vibrant culture. And I guess my title is like owner, CEO, chief do-it-all.
I love it. Well, one of the things that was very interesting to me, I wanted to lead with this as part of our interview, is on your website homepage, you talk about helping people and organizations to make what is possible to probable. And I love that. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about what that means and why that phrase.
I think that most people get into business because they have this entrepreneurial dream, right? Like, you know what we could do? We could do this. We could build this restaurant. We could start this retail store. We could, you know, 100 different things, right? So people want to know how to make it possible, but you need somebody to come alongside you and make it probable, meaning that, like, let me share with you, like, my hard-won stories. Let me share with you my research, my education, my schooling. Let me bring all the strategy, systems, and smarts that I have to you, and let me help you put together a strategic plan that turns possibility into probability. It's more likely, probability, more likely to get done if you have a very good strategic plan. So I have a little recipe I call IRP. And so I help people get a beautiful introspective. So let's go dream up, you know, 10 years from now, we got millions of dollars and we've got this many employees and all that. But then what we do is when we're in the future and we're in our introspective, we have to turn around. We're still in the future. We're using our imagination. And then we look back to the present. And don't miss this, Tom. You make a memory of the future, which is kind of weird, but wonderful. And so it's like, what is it going to take to build this big possibility, to build this dream? And so we begin to identify the strategies that need to be executed, the systems that need to be put in place, and what I call smarts. And see, that's the thing about being somebody like me who's been in business for a while. I just have some smarts because I've, you know, done the miss, the make, and the multiplier that we're going to talk about. You know, I've got that figure. I know what those things are. I've messed up. I've done all the things that you shouldn't do. So I'm going to bring all that to the party. And so I'll become somebody's trusted advisor. And so that's the retrospective, looking from the future back to the present and figuring out what the strategic plan is. And then you need somebody to hold you accountable and to help you set expectations and put plans in action. So you need somebody to help you with what I call the prospective. And that's the P in my IRP, IRP. So we need a prospective. So we need something that's going to propel us forward. So you need somebody to hold you accountable, probably at first on the weekly basis. You know, like, what are we doing this week? What are the things we need to get done? What's our next right step here? Laying everything out until eventually, you know, you've got your training wheels off and you're running your business. So that's what I help people do. That's how I turn what is possible into what is probable.
I love that concept. And I like IRP. It's simple and short and easy to remember. I love these acronyms that you have. They're phenomenal. Well, let's talk about this word vibrant. Okay. Vibrant is all over your collateral. And in preparing for this, I thought, let's just take a step back and say, why vibrant of all the things, all the words and items to choose from?
Yeah, I love that you're asking me that. I'm ahead of the game here, but this was a big miss for me. So when I started my company, I was sitting around thinking so hard about how to get the name of my company right. And so I lived on a river, like literally next to a river. I thought, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help people learn. I've always had this little inner teacher, you know, and so of course I've got this coaching piece in my pocket. Now I got a little, you know, certificate. I'm a coach. I was always a training director in every job I ever had. You know, I might've been hired for this, but they were like, get Nicole to train them. You know, I was the trainer, the teacher. I came up with this horrible name for my company, Riverside Learning Systems. Isn't that terrible? Everybody shake your head. Yes, Nicole, that is awful. And so everybody thought I did like tutoring or something for children. And so long story short, I went to a program, and at this program, the master coach that was facilitating it at the very end said, would you please write on a piece of paper, this piece of paper, and the coach had written out, like, let's say Tom DeFore, Nicole Greer, all the people that were in the program, one word that describes this person. And like 8 out of 16 people wrote the word vibrant. And I looked at it and I'm like, that's, what are the odds? Right. And so I'm like, all right, that's going to be the name of my company. And people have told me, you know, Nicole, you just, everywhere you go, you bring a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. You're very enthusiastic. I'm like, this is true about me. I can't help it. So I changed everything to Vibrant and ditched the horrible Riverside Learning Systems thing. Oy.
Well, it's phenomenal. It's taking that possible to probable for your naming convention there. I love it. So how do you bring this idea of vibrant to coaching and to consulting, and something that maybe someone who's listening in might think, how can I apply this to my own business and bring this idea of being vibrant into what I'm offering?
I have two things. First thing is I have a philosophy that leaders need to get lit. So when they hear that, they get all excited. They're like, well, are we going out? What are we doing? We're going to get lit. So I'm not talking about that kind of lit. I'm talking about LIT. So I have another acronym for you. I think we learn in things that are, you know, easy to remember, mnemonics, things like that. And so LIT stands for leading with clarity. So again, I think that we can have a vibrant culture when everybody understands where we're going. I have a resource and it's called the 10 stories every leader tells. And you have to have these 10 stories. And I'll just share a couple of them real quick. But one is a story of where we're going in the next 3 years. Okay. The second story is, why are we going there? And I think really today, in today's marketplace, if you were to ask anybody, what's one of the biggest struggles leaders are having? One of the biggest struggles leaders are having is that they cannot find good people or keep their good people. Everybody's moving around and it's all like the Wild West out there. And so the other story leaders have to have very clear is, why would somebody work here? And so that's leading with clarity. You need to know what your value proposition is, which is, you know, this is old MBA stuff. It's been around forever. What's your value proposition? And so you've got to know that from the standpoint of the current employee, the future employee, and then what, you know, the people who might invest or buy your products. Where are you going? What are you developing? What, you know, what am I going to buy next from you? And so I think that's really important. So that's the L, lead with clarity. So we got to sit down. And again, imagine what is possible, use our ERP, and then do the stuff to make it probable. The I is leading with integrity. There's survey after survey after survey. And one of the groups out there that does tons of surveys, everybody knows this when I say it, Gallup. Everybody's heard this, the Gallup poll, the Gallup survey. And so I'm actually certified in one of Gallup's products called the Strengths Finder. And so you all may have heard of this thing before. And so I get all the Gallup stuff. And one of the things that it says year over year, why do people quit? They don't quit their job, they quit their manager. And the reason they quit their manager or their leader is because they do not feel this person has integrity or is doing the right thing. Or why would I leave because of them? This person is not doing what they should be doing for me, for the company, for the right results, the outcomes. So we have to really teach integrity. And Tom, that's a really funny thing to teach integrity, because everybody thinks they're in integrity. We have a little blind spot. We think we're perfect. Hello out there. I'm sorry, but we're not perfect. We have work to do. So integrity. And then finally, the T in lit is transform the ordinary. You have to be constantly changing, period. Everybody has to be change management ready, which I have a whole program on being change management ready or change ready. And then we have to practice change management techniques. And we have to have like a major understanding of how to make change happen. So that's how you become vibrant. Now, the other thing is I have a coaching methodology called Shine. And so I'm going to shush because I get all excited about this stuff. And so whatever you want me to share.
Well, literally, it is the next question on my list, which is, what is the Shine methodology?
Like I said, I went through this coaching program back in the day. And when I went through it, you know, the coach in charge of that program said, here's how you coach. And I was like, okay. And so I'm a very good student. You know, I just studied up and did what they told me to. And I learned so much. I gained so much wisdom. But since 2007, that's a long time, I have been sitting with people and coaching them. And it's kind of like, I see it a little different. You know, my experience is different. And so here's my experience of people is if I sit a leader, a manager, an employee, somebody career transitioning, somebody who just wants a life coach, it doesn't, because people ask me all the time, Tom, what kind of coach are you? And I just say, I'm the vibrant coach. I'm going to help you shine. Okay. So the first thing people need to do in their life is do self-assessment. They need to turn the mirror inward and they need to ask themselves two questions. One is, what's up with me? And the second question is the question for others in your life. And this is so important. If you have a pen, you should write this down and you can thank me later. The question is, what is it like to experience me? Because here's what I know. Hey, I don't know what your mama told you, Tom. I know that you're from the Chicago area and you've transplanted down to the great hot Atlanta. Here's what we say in North Carolina, because I'm from North Carolina. Here's what all the mamas and the grandmamas say. They say, you know what, honey? You're going to get more with honey than vinegar. That's what they say down here. But you heard that in hot Atlanta. And so that is absolutely true. So leaders have to be intentional about what it's like to experience them. You can't say, well, this is the way I roll. This is the way I do things. Everybody has to, you know, shut up, put up with it, buttercup or whatever. You know, you know, it's not that thing. You have to really be intentional because you'll turn around one day and you'll go, where are all my followers? And there won't be any. And that's why, again, I said earlier, people leave their manager. They don't leave the job. So self-assessment. So of course, I just mentioned strengths finders, but there's a zillion other things out there that you can do to self-assess. You can look at your emotional intelligence. You can look at your strengths. You can look at your Myers-Briggs. You can look at, on and on, your leadership philosophy. That's a huge one. Most people don't have a written down leadership philosophy and they need one. All right. The next thing is H. So here's what I know about H. It's about habits. And here's the deal. Nicole Greer has some habits that serve her in a powerful way. Every morning I get up and I read. Leaders read. People who want to be successful in life read. And so that's a great habit. And so I have other really great habits. Now, I'm not perfect. And so like many people, I have a bad habit here and there. I'm trying to break this and that, you know? So like, I don't know, does anybody like want to eat something made of chocolate at 9 o'clock every night of their life like me? Probably. Now, is this serving my life? Well, maybe if it's 89% cacao, it might be serving me. But sometimes I have a peanut butter Reese's cup and that's not good. So, you know, habits in a leader's life also serve them or it slays them. And so we want somebody to hold us accountable for putting the best habits in place. The next thing is integrity. I already talked about integrity on lit, but I am telling you, we have a lot of people who are not behaving well out there. And we need to really have this call to higher character levels. The N is about next right steps. You have probably heard this, Tom, because you talked to all sorts of genius people and you seem to be pretty bright yourself. Most people who are successful have written down goals for their life. And they're getting after them. And that's how you lead what I call a vibrant life. And a company who has written down goals and everybody understands with clarity where we're going, they build a vibrant culture. And so you have to have some next right steps. And I like to use that language instead of goal because it's a little less intimidating. You know, when I coach people, I don't say, let's set a goal for this. I say, what is your next right step? See, that seems so much more doable than like this big, you know, Stop eating Reese's peanut butter cups at 9 o'clock. That's the next right step. Lose 35 pounds. That's a whole nother animal. That seems very daunting. So when we coach people, we just, what's your next right step between now and the next time we coach, which you might be in a formal coaching relationship with a coach like myself, or if I'm talking to my employee between now and next week on this project, what is your next right step?
I think someone who's listening to this right now, I think that next right step is just a great thinking point for them. Because the folks who are tuning in, like your clients you're working with, these are successful leaders of organizations. If you were to set up their resume and look at their resume, chances are it's going to look impressive and accomplished with lots of great things on there. But what is that next right step? Not the next step, the next right step, if you look at it in a little different light. So I want to emphasize that just to say, as someone who's listening in, what is that next right step? I just add that in before we go to the E there.
Yeah. Oh, and I thank you for doing that, because the word right is huge. Because Tom, you're working with people, say they come to you and they're like, I think I want to get a franchise. And you say, okay, what kind? And they're like, I don't know. And there are like thousands of franchise opportunities, hundreds of thousands of franchise opportunities out there. And so you've got to do what? Self-assessment. What, you know, what seems right for you? What habits is it going to take to get a franchise off the ground? What kind of man or woman can run a franchise, you know, and what is your next right step? So the next right step is, usually we have too many options. You know, I don't know about you, but I am so glad I live in the United States of America. I mean, I'm having, you know, all sorts of like great country music songs go through my mind right now. You know what I mean? Like God Bless America, right? Lee Greenwood songs. And the thing is we have too many options, and leaders get all, talk about misses. They're trying to do too many things at one time. What is the next right step? Focus, come up, pick another one. It'll still be there, I promise. And then finally, energy. So we got all this stuff going on. We're entrepreneurs, which, you know, means that you're hustling, like you and I talked before the podcast started. And you have six energies, and people are very confused. They think they have one energy. You have six to tap into. And so the first energy is intellectual. So like, what do you know about this? Oftentimes people can't move forward because they don't know what they need to know. So people will be like, should I go back to school? I'm like, how many schools have you investigated? Zero. All right. Well, there you go. I mean, we've got to get your intellectual energy up to speed. You got to know what you need to know. You also got to sit in the chair and read the books. The other thing is that we have emotional energy. So you got to sit still and go, am I happy about this? Is this bringing me joy? Am I sad? Am I angry? What is up? So checking in on your emotional energy. Then we have spiritual energy. And I'm not talking about religious things, although I got a religion and I like it pretty good. And it helps me think very positive thoughts. So you could go that route if you want to. But the other thing about spiritual energy is like there's this enthusiasm, or carpe diem, like seize the day. Life is short. Let's make it happen. You know, there's that energy that you can stoke, right? And then you have your physical energy. Again, if you get up every day, you get your 10,000 steps in, you drink your water, you feel good in your body, you can get a lot of work done today. You feel bad in your body, you're not going to get a lot of work done today. And then we have social energy. So look at me and Tom making friends all the way from Atlanta to Concord. That's how you do it. You got to have a network. And then finally, you have the energy of money. Here's what Tom and I know. You cannot feed three children or two children if you don't have any money in the bank. You can't buy the second franchise or build the second location or whatever if you're not in a place where you've got your money under control. You have to get your money under control. You got to get your relationship with money correct. So those are all the energies. So I coach people around all that stuff, but that's kind of how I've laid it out so people can see it.
Love what you shared here. And you started making a slight transition for us, which was great, into the questions we like to ask every guest before they go. The first question we ask is, have you had a miss or two along the way and something you learned from it?
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that terrible name I named my company, but I got past that one. I think the second miss that I had along the way is I was very scared to ask for more money with people. I think sometimes we really discount our value. I realize now, and I think you what I have to offer people, it is valuable. And, you know, and when you do have this experience under your belt and you develop your own methodologies and things like I've done, this is of great value to people. But for a long time, I was like, well, I don't know if they'll pay. And I would just worry. And here's what you have to do. You have to be a marketer. You have to be a salesperson. You have to test the market and see what people will pay. And so I got in a very good habit of raising my rates every 10 customers. Now, this is just, I made this up. And that's how the business is. You make stuff up. And so I said, every 10 customers, I'm going to push the needle on my price and see what they say. And you know what happens? Most times people are like, oh, okay. You know, so I don't know why I was so reluctant, but I'm a good person. I just never want to take advantage of anybody. But I think along the way, I took advantage of myself.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And I think what you described is something that, especially for most business owners I've worked with over the years, price increase is always one of those dreaded things that you dread doing. And with the way inflation has gone the last couple of years here, it's become a necessity just to stay solvent and in business. Uh-huh. So how about a make or two that you'd like to share with us?
You know, my thing is I love people. You know, if they're going to say, who's the people person, you know, it would be Nicole Greer, because I love the people. I think sometimes great talent is right under your nose, but you're not paying attention. So one of the things I learned from a very smart woman in my career, she made up these little business cards. And this little business card on the front has, you know, your normal name, address, phone number, whatever, all your stuff on it. But on the backside, it says, I'm looking for great people and you are great. I've been watching you and I wish you would call me. That's what the back of the card says. And so let's say you go out to dinner and you have fantastic service, which dare I say this, it's harder and harder to find this experience. Okay. And you say to you literally stop your server and you say, hey, listen, I had a mind-blowingly good meal with you waiting on me. Here's my card. Read the back of it and call me. Now, you may not even have a job available. That's okay. But what you're going to do is you're going to put this person in your social network, which is your social energy. And you're going to say, if I know somebody who needs somebody or I need somebody in the future, I'm going to call you. Now, here's my little quick story. I had a lady, I hired her to clean my home. She would give me these invoices, Tom, and these invoices would have like all this detail, removed cobwebs from chandelier. I mean, just all this detail. I was like, oh my God, she's so detailed. Not detailed. Nicole Greer. She's big picture. I'm like, what could she do for me? And so her name is Terry Baltzeger. Her company's called Better Bookkeeping. And pretty much she does a zillion things for me, including my books. And deals with my CPA. She sends me a P&L on the first of the month from the prior month. Everything's organized. She does all my receipts plus 100 other things for me. And she does this for other people too. So I literally sent her to the community college and she got QuickBooks certified and now she has her own business. So she was right under my nose and now she's not killing herself cleaning. So that would be my makes.
Let's talk about a multiplier that you've used to grow yourself or your company along your journey.
So in terms of a multiplier, I have used a lot of 1099 people. So, you know, here's the thing. I'm an entrepreneur. I like working with other entrepreneurs because they are hustlers. They're hustling. They're making stuff happen. And so I have found that, you know, if I contract with really great people who are in business for themselves, I get superior business. Also, they refer people to me. I refer more people to them. So just like my Terry Baltzeger with Better Bookkeeping, you know, I sent all my clients that come work for me. I'm like, your books are a mess. Give them to Terry. She'll straighten them out. And she does. And, you know, and then at the same time, she finds a customer and they're like, oh my God, you need Nicole Greer. She needs to help you figure out where you're going. You know, so there's a lot of synergy around working with those kind of folks and a lot of freedom for me as an entrepreneur, not to have an employee relationship with everybody. You know, I can have a vendor relationship. And when it's a vendor relationship, it shifts the feeling. Like you feel like you need to serve me. So I think it's important.
I love that. And the final question we ask every guest is, what does success mean to you?
I think success is a loaded word, but here's what I think. It's different for everybody. So if you don't like my definition, you got to at least figure out your own. So I'll say that. I really believe in figuring out why you're on the planet. And so I have done a lot of work on figuring out my personal mission, my purpose. And so there's many books out there. One of my favorites is called The Path. Everybody write that down, The Path by Laurie Beth Jones. Another favorite book is Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. I love that book. Stephen Covey, he's popped off the planet now, but he wrote books about mission. So here's Nicole Greer's definition of success. For me, it's personal. Nicole Greer is on a mission to energize, impact, and influence people to lead a more vibrant life through pursuing what is possible and making it probable. So that's my success statement. It may not fit you, but if you wanted to find out what success meant, you should go get a personal mission statement for work and life written down, figured out.
Well, Nicole, you shared some great insights here. How can someone get in contact with you? You mentioned a couple resources that are available here. How can they track some of this information down?
Yeah, really simple. So you can go over to www.vibrantcoaching.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. So if you go on LinkedIn and you put in Nicole Greer, I'll pop right up. I'm very active on there. I have tons of articles on LinkedIn. I have a podcast myself. I have all sorts of resources. And if you just want to talk to me, like I said, I love people. You can reach out to me at Nicole@vibrantcoaching.com or call me at 704-502-4953.
Great. Well, and Nicole, before we go, is there anything you were maybe hoping to share or get across that you haven't had a chance to yet?
I teach this thing all the time called the lifeline, and it comes from my very first coach training I ever got. And what I am seeing out there is that a lot of people are like hoping and wishing and trying to move towards stopping. And what do I mean by that is I will talk to people and they're like, well, when I retire or when my children are out of the house, or they're looking for some reason to stop working or applying their genius in their life. And here's what I know about humans is we are going to live a long time. Most of us are going to get blessed. Some of us will pop off the planet and go up to heaven early. And I'm sure there's a reason for all that. But those of us who are on the planet, you know, you're going to live to be 70, 80 years old. I think people have three acts in their lifetime. And you should be trying to figure out what to do with those because, again, I think everybody has mission and purpose, and it's a responsibility to figure that out and put it to work. So my first act, I was in the restaurant business, the property management business, all customer service, all sales, all the time. Then I was a mommy. Beautiful thing to be in the world as a mommy. Nobody can be anything better than a mommy except for daddies. And then the third thing is like now, I mean, I have a business and I'm entrepreneurial, but God, I'm going to tell you this morning, I coached people this morning. I'm helping them get out of their own way and show up in a vibrant way for the people around them. So really, I'm trying to make the world a better place to live in. And I think everybody should be trying to do that. So figure out what your three acts are instead of thinking, oh, when I stop. I mean, like, what are you going to do when you stop? Are you going to sit in a chair? I don't know. What are you going to do? You got to have something to look forward to besides sitting in a chair.
Nicole, thank you so much for a fantastic interview. And let's go ahead and jump into today's three key takeaways. So takeaway number one is when she talked about her philosophy of lit. And takeaway number one is from the L, where she said you need to lead with clarity and that every leader needs to have the 10 stories that they know how to tell. And here are just a few. One is she said, where are you going over the next 3 years? Second, why are you going there? A third, why would someone work here? And a fourth, what's your value proposition? Those were just four of the 10 that she shared. Takeaway number two is from that same LIT acronym, and it's the I from that acronym, which she said stands for integrity. She reminded us, and it's just a great reminder, that people quit their manager because they do not feel that person has integrity to do the right thing. So it's not that they quit the company, it's that they quit their boss, their leader, the person that's overseeing them. Takeaway number three is from the acronym SHINE. She has her SHINE methodology, and it's for the H, where she talked about habits. And I love that she said, leaders read. And she said, just start breaking some of those bad habits. And she gave a quick summary that habits either serve you or enslave you. Which one are some of your habits doing? I thought that was a great takeaway. Now it's time for today's win-win. So today's win-win comes from her SHINE methodology. It's the letter N. And she said, what is the next right step for you? And I thought that'd be a great way for us to close today. What are you working on right now or doing right now or been thinking about right now or maybe created a goal for this quarter or for this year? What is the next right step for you to move toward completing that or accomplishing it? I thought that was a great takeaway. So that's the episode today, folks. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and give us a review. And remember, if you or anyone you know might be ready to franchise their business or take their franchise company to the next level, please connect with us at BigSkyFranchiseTeam.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to having you back next week.